Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Dalet, and we are on Gimel Amud Beis, as we are in the Makoros for the different Darkei Kiddushin, as is mentioned in the first Mishnah here in the Misechta. So, the Mishnah had quoted the first Derech to the way, the mechanism to get married is through Kiddushin Kesef. So the Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis wonders, what is the source for Kiddushin Kesef, and is there more than one source? The Gemara had suggested the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Yatzachina Main Kasef, that the way that an Amma Ivriya goes free is by not paying. Yatzachina, once she becomes of age, she goes free. Ain Kasef, there is no money to her master. So the Gemara Darshan, there's no Kesef to this Adon, but there would be Kesef to another Adon in a case where the father marries off the daughter. And the Gemara goes through, how do you know it goes to the father? Maybe it goes to her. The Gemara said it doesn't fit because she's not the real address. Maybe that only applies to a ketana. So the Gemara quoted the source of Binureo Beis Avia, Kol Shvach Neurim La'Avia. So the Gemara says that's such an inclusive source. Binureo Beis Avia, everything that she gets when she is a Nara goes to her father. So what do you need a separate source for Maisi Adayim? Right, that was the source of Kiyimkar as Ishas Bito La'ama. So the Gemara says it must be Binureo Beis Avia is limited. That's only by Afara Sadarim. And therefore you can't learn from there. You want to learn from there? Mamona Mi'isura Lo Yalfinan. So we're still stuck. We still don't know what the source is for Kedusha Kesef going to the father. So we picked up with it four lines from the bottom. B'chitema Nelef Miknasa. And if you want to say you learn it from Knas, because we know by a case of Ones and Mefate, the Torah says explicitly that the Knas goes to the father of the Nara. So maybe that should be a source for Kesef Kedushin. So says the Gemara, Mamon Miknasa Lo Yalfinan. You can't learn from Knas. You can't learn Mamon from Knas. And the question is, why not? Why can't you learn Mamon from Knas? Mamon is they're both monetary payments. Knas, though, as we know, doesn't go by the normal rules. That's why Knas is, arbitrary, or is more than what is normally demanded from the Maisa, right? The Knas of Kefel is double, and other Knasos are just arbitrary and objective. There's, you pay 30 for this, and 50 for that, and 100 for this, doesn't matter the people involved. Which shows that it's not specifically commensurate with the Maisa involved. It's not like Mamon. You know, one might even say Knas is what we would call a Chiddush. Tosfos in the first parak of Yevamah says, what's the definition of a Chiddush? Dover hasoser es haklal. Something that, does not go by the normal rules. And a Knas does not go by the normal rules. It's a different type of payment. We even know mode of knas is putter, which might be a reflection, which is a reflection as well of a different type of payment. So the Gemara says here, there are so many differences between knas and mamon, and knas is not in the normal rules of dini mamonis, and therefore you can't learn from knas. Okay, so we're still stuck. How do I know that kesef kiddusha would go to the father in that case of kiddushe aviv? Says the Gemara, now three lines to the bottom. V'chitema, what? There's another payment in the Torah that explicitly goes to the father. V'chitema, neilef mi boshe zubakam. What about by boshe zubakam? By a case of ones, where a man who is ma'ani sanara pays boshe zubakam to the father, so that's not knas. Boshe zubakam or payment. Boshe is paying for embarrassment. Pagam paying for the devaluation, the depreciation of the Nara. So Nelef mi Boshe Zubakam. So why don't you learn from Boshe Zubakam? Just like that goes to the father, so too the Kesef Kiddushin would go to the father as well. Answer, Shiny Boshe Zubakam. Da'avua Shayech Begavayhu. No, Boshe Zubakam are different also. There's a specific reason why it's more appropriate to give that payment to the father. Why? Because he is shayach begavaya. What does that mean? Rashi explains, quoting from the other Gemaras, that the father has the rights to give her over in marriage to whoever she wants. Even if there is some boshes upagam involved in that. Let's focus on boshes for now. Right? Let's see, he gives her over to someone who is a mukhashrin or someone who is right, not the best suitor. Again, not that he would or that he should, right? It's terrible if he would give it over to somebody who is inappropriate. But just lumdus, conceptually, he is the bialim for boshes upagam. That's what that halacha reflects. Iboy Masala Muruvan Mukhashkin doesn't mean Chas v'Shalom that Halacha would want him to. but it just means that you see in an extreme way that he is the Bialim of this area, of her Boshes and Pagam, and as we said yesterday from Tosfos, the ultimate reason why the Torah gives him this power is for her benefit, for her chesed, but just that halacha reflects that he is the Bialim, and that's why it's appropriate for the money to go to him by Boshes and Pagam. But again, by Kana, by Kiddushin, who says, what's the makar? So that's why we're back to the question. We're still stuck. How do you know by Kesef Kiddushin it would go to him? So Ella, last line, Mistavra, it's logical as follows. What do we say now? Rashi and the other Rishonim quote, we're going back to the original source. We're going back to the source of Yatzachidim and Kasef, the Pasik and Mishpatim. Our only problem was, though, how are you medayik from there that it goes to the father? Maybe it should go to her, right? We said, Yesh ein kesef adon zeh, yesh kesef adon acher. So, and then we got off on the tangent of how do you know that that should go to the father. So now we're going back to answer that question. It says the Gemara, Ela Mistavra, Dechi kamen ma'et, Yitzia dechvasa kamen ma'et. When the Torah is medayik, and we're mashma something from that halacha, it must be being excluding something parallel to the case discussed in the Torah. So if the Torah says in a case where she goes out and someone else, meaning the Baal, her Adon, does not get something, so in the excluded case also, it must be an exactly parallel case where it's someone else other than her that gets something. Says the Gemara again, Tichi kamemait, Tisiya dechvasa kamemait. Right, it's a parallel exclusion. As Rashi says on top, Yitzias Erisin Dumya di Yitzias Ama kamemait. Midin Ama. It has to be a parallel exclusion. Ulameimar diyesh kesev ba. Uma Yitzias Ama Evriya, if by Yitzia of Ama Evriya ain't kesev la Adon. It doesn't go to the Adon because it goes out of his Rishus. Af miya diyesh kesef, that you're mimidayik, it means there is kesef lemisha yatsa heimenu ka'amar, to the one that she went out from, which is the father. Says the Gemara, it's still not exactly parallel. V'halo damya hayitzia la hayitzia. There's still, you want to say, oh, it's so parallel. The Ami Yivriya leaving her Adon, and the Bas, the daughter, leaving her father's Rishus, it's not an exact parallel. V'halo damya hayitzia la hayitzia. Hasam nafgala me Rishus Adon lagamre. Over there, when it comes to the case of Adon. So, she leaves the Rishus lagamre. She is totally out of the Rishus of the Adon, and therefore, that's why maybe it's appropriate that this ain kesef la Adon zeh. V'hacha akati michsura mesira l'chupa. But over here, she's still somewhat in the Rishus of her father, right? She's not totally out of the Rishus, being a na'ara. She's still in control. The father still has certain rights to the daughter in this case. So how can you say it's an exact parallel? Says the Gemara, Bahafaras Nadarim Mia Nafkala Mirshuse. At least regarding Hafaras Nadarim, she goes out of his Rishus as an independent entity. Meaning what? We know before Na'arus, when she is a Ketana, so then she is totally in the Rishus of the father, but now he can no longer be Mefer Levado. As Rashi says here, Eina Yochel Hafer Levado, he can no longer be Mefer. As we know, there is an interim period. As the Mishnah says, Tzitzan, the Mishnah says in Nedarim, Nara Hamorasa, Vio Baila Mefer Nedareha. By a Nara Hamorasa, it's a team effort. It's the father, and it's the Arus that team up to be able to be made for the Nedarim. So earlier, it was only the father, and now it is a team effort. So you see, Lagabi, Nahara Hamara, Lagabi, Hafaras Nedarim, something major has changed. So that makes it a parallel halacha that is being excluded. The Tamara Rashba here says that that's one of the Rishonim here that we have on Masechas Kiddushin, the Talmid HaRashba, one of the Talmidim, V'im Tomar. But still, we're trying to explain how she has gone out of the Rishus Lagamre. So here, it's not Lagamre. Here, it's only partially. V'im Tomar, Akati Eichi Nafke Mirishuse, Toha Eina Ba'al Levado Yachol HaFer, B'lo Av. So why is it that the Gemara assumes that, oh, now we got a great parallel? Not exactly parallel. So he gives a thought of Lumdus. And that is, and we just touched on this back in Maseches Nedarim, when we say that there's a team effort now, that the husband and the father can be Mefer, What exactly does that mean? Is that an equal partnership? Or is there one Ikar Mefer, and the other one is just functioning in a different role? So the Talmud Arashba here takes a stand on that issue. V'yesh lomar, d'chi matzrachinan pa'faras d'darim avia, the fact that by a nara hama'orasa, the father still has power, lav mishum shetehe adayin b'rishus ha'av. It's not because she's not fully out of the rishus of the av. I mean, you might say once she becomes an Araham Arasa, and the father still has rights, is that because she's still not fully, has not fully left the Rishus? Or she has fully, but for a different reason he has still has power to be Mefer. So says the Talmud Arash, but the latter. Lav mishum tetei adayim b'rishus ha'av. Ela lefisha adayim lo nichnasa b'rishus habal legamre. Kida amrinan, as it says in Adarim, hasam lo nisrokna rishus labal. V'yayishanami ein lakoach lezakos ba'atzma. Lakach nishar batzchus la'avia. L'maisa, the father has power to be made for still, but not because conceptually she's still in the rishus of the father. She has left the rishus of the father, but because she has not fully gone into the rishus of her husband, meaning nisuin, she's still in erisin. So that leaves open the rights for the father to still do it, but not fundamentally because she is still in the rishus of the father. So again, that why does he say that? Because he tries to explain our Gemara. Our Gemara is saying parallel that she totally goes out of the rishus, like Abin Adarim. What do you mean? She only went partially out. So the answer is, he has to say no, she goes fully out, but there's still a power that the father has. It's amazing that this line, the way that this Talmud Rashba understands Hafaras Nedarim is not a Nedarim. There's a Gemara here in Maseches Kiddushin that affects how he understands that important sugya. So that's an important note for that topic. Tosfos Iksubis also notes that the Gemara could have said another possibility. How do you know she's out of the rishus of the father totally when she becomes in this state? What about Achilas Truma? It's another way. Achilas Truma, we know, changes, right? When she becomes an Arusa on a Daraisa level, if she is a Bas Yisrael, she mitareses l'kohen, she can now eat Truma on a Daraisa level. Midrabanan, there are reasons that maybe she shouldn't. But on a Daraisa level, Hachanami, this Gemara appears exactly the same in Ksubas Ben Vav. So the Gemara Tosas there says, Hachanami, Avimasa Lemeimar, Delinia Achilas Truma, Nafgala Me Rishus. Right, the Bas Kohen Li Yisrael, he ain't ochelas b'truma. If she's a Bas Kohen, she can no longer eat truma when in this state. And the opposite, she can't eat truma. Ela nicha leila minka hafaras adarim. But the Gemara would rather say hafaras adarim because we're trying to show a loss of power, not a gain of power. If she's a Bas Yisrael a Kohen, now she's gaining something. We're trying to emphasize that she has left the rishus of the father. So hafaras adarim is what reflects that. Leminka the first adorb shem hipsid kocho shahayulo ba lahafer nedarel dumia the yitzias avon shem mafsin maisi adayim. So that is the why we pick that. Or the Rush says we don't say that case because it only applies to a kohen, right? If there's no kohen involved, if there's no bas kohen, so then it wouldn't apply either. Either way, at this point, what about Yerusha? So Yerusha might go by nisuin, right? Not by by Erisin. So that's why it doesn't say that. So the Gemara at this point accepts Lamaskana, what the source is. What's the source for Kiddushe Kesef? So remember, we had back on Daf Beis one source, but that just came up Derech Agav. That's going to come up again on our Daf on Amid Beis, by the Hashem, in a couple of minutes. But the Gemara's source here is V'yatza Chinam Ein Kasef. That's the source for Kiddushin in general. We learn it from Kiddushe Kesef, and then we learn from Kiddushe Aviha, and then we generalize that to regular case of Kiddushin. So says the Gemara, V'hai V'yatzachinam l'hach yudasa, is that really what this pasuk is coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me kedusha kesef. Haimi boy leilakidatanya. Don't we need that pasuk for the following halacha, the following brisa? Datanya v'yatzachinam, a young girl goes free from being a ame ivriya elime bagwis when she becomes 12 and a half. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. V'yatzachinam elime bagwis ein kasef elime narus. One phrase is used to teach me 12 and a half, she goes free. The other phrase to teach me, even at 12, narus. So you see this pasuk is used up. You can't use this for Kedusha Kesef. Ravina says, Ravina, no, Im Kain, if the pasuk only meant to teach me one of these halachas, Lema Kra, Ein, it should have said Ein without the Yud. Ein Kesef. We could have understood it for the same way. My Ein Kesef. What does it mean with the extra Yud? It must be to teach us both halachas. Ein Kesef Ladon Zeh, Aval Yish Kesef Ladon Acher, Uman Nihu Av. That you darshan the extra Yud. Umimai did darshin and hachi. Where do you know that you darshan like that? Right? Okay, we know we could have an extra word, an extra phrase, but how do we know that the, maybe Ein just means literally Ein. How do you know that Yud is extra? Titania, because we have a different context where we darshan similarly the Yud of Ein, and therefore we must be able to darshan it here too. Titania, Vizera Ein La. The Pasuk tells us in Parshas Emor that a woman who is a Bas Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. Once she gets married to a Yisrael, she can no longer eat Truma. If that Yisrael dies and she has children, then she can still not eat Truma because she has children who are Yisraelim that are connecting her to her marriage. But if her husband dies and she has no children, then the Torah tells us she could go back to her father's house and eat Truma once again. So the language used by the Torah that she doesn't have any children is Vizera Einla. She has no seed. She has no seed, and then she could go back to her father's house. Says the Gemara now, says the Braisa, Ein li Elazara, this only teaches me if she has any children, she has any seed, I know she cannot go back to her father's house. Zera Zara Minayin, what if her children died, and she has grandchildren? Zera Zara, how do I know? Tamalomar Zera Ein la, and we darshin as if it says Ayein la. Search into her family, children, grandchildren, if anybody's there. So you see a darshan that ain, as if it says ayin. So search and research. If she has any progeny, so then she cannot eat truma. V'ain li'ela zera kasher. And I only know this includes zera kasher. She has kosher children. Zera pasul minayin. How do I know if she has a mamzer as a child, as a grandchild, that is also included and that prevents her from eating truma? Tamalomar zera ein la. Ayin la, again, bima ayin, says the Gemara, 1 minute. So you'd learn from ayin la, both zera pasul and zera zara, v'ha afik te la zera zara, but you already use that for grandchildren. So how do you use that to include zera pasul? So the Gemara answers, zera zara lo istrakra. Really, for a grandchild, you don't need the pasik, to b'nei banim, harehen kebanim. Because grandchildren, in certain senses, are like children, and therefore, what's the source for that? The Gemara here doesn't quote it. Pashas is that Ephraim and Menashe, Keruvim v'Shimon Yuli, right? The pasuk in Vayechi, where Yaakov elevates his grandchildren to be like Shvatim. So you don't really need a pasuk to teach me grandchildren, ki itzrakra lezera pasul, right? You need the pasuk to teach me to include even zera pasul. Period. V'tana gufe minale to darashachi. So, fine, you found the Tana that darshan's the extra yud. But how did he know how to darshan the extra yud? How do you know that when it says the word ein, so you could darshan that instead of just saying aleph nun? So the Gemara says, because there are times in the Torah that the yud is left out. Amri ksiv me'ein bilam u'me'ein yivami. Delo ksiv behu yud. Doesn't say yud in those two contexts, by bilam and by yibum. V'hacha ksiv be'yud shma mina l'drasha hu da'asa. So that's why I know it's there to teach me a drasha, and once it's there to teach me a drasha in the case of Zera Einla, so we also say it's here to be used for a drasha in the concept of a yatzachinam ein kasef. Period. 2 points. Number one, the Chachmei Sfarad, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Ritva, all say here that there's a difference, that there are steers in different contexts. If you look in other contexts that they quote, it is not so clear that grandchildren or Zera Pasul should always be included. For example, the Rashba quotes, V'im Tomar, V'av Aperk Yishnochlin, if you look in Baba Basra, Lo Mashmahachi. It doesn't sound like automatically Bnei Banim are included like Banim. Damrinan Hasam, over there it says, Uben Ein Lo, Ein Li Ela Ben, Ben Ha Ban Obas Ha Ben Minai. You need a pasuk to include Ben Ha Ben. So you see it's not Misvara that Ben Ha Ben would be included. V'yesh Lomar, says the Rashba, and all the Chachmei Svarad, there's a difference between the word Ben and the word Zera. The word Ben means literally son. The word Zera, seed, that's where we say. If it says Zera, B'nei banim harim kabanim. Because zera doesn't dafka mean one generation. The Yishlomar de ben mashma ben mamish, avol zera, like it says here, kol yotzei yirecho nikrei zaro. And that's why it says here, in the context of zera ein la, that misvara b'nei banim harim kabanim. Alma zaro mashma kol yotzei yirecho, avol b'no mamish mashma. So that's the difference between zera, our context, and ben, as it says in other contexts. That's the sugya, b'nei banim harein kabanim. This comes up in other areas of halacha as well. Just to mention two, there is a Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen, in Simen Chaf Aleph, discusses a mumar, she'odenu omeid berisho, heich korin lebno la'alos la'torah. Somebody has, there's a mumar, rachman al-san, that goes off, and he is a heretic, and his son is from, and his son gets called up to the Torah. How do you call the son up to the Torah? If the father is a mumar, and it's somewhat embarrassing, says the Trumas Hadeshen, Yireh deyikru b'shem avi aviv. You could call him by his father's name, by his grandfather's name. Kamo avi asaf ben yitzhar. He quotes a pasuk doesn't quote it. She says a footnote here. Nakad Aviasaf Binoshal Korachaya. Vikorach Binoshal Yitzhar. The Eino Mikra. Right? It's not the, but he just giving an example. He's not quoting a pasuk. He say you're allowed to quote the grandfather if you want to jump over Korach. Right? That's why he is giving this example. Aviasaf Ben Yitzhar. Vachain Matzazi Akakak Sefer Chasidim. Then he quotes from Sefer Chasidim, one of the Baalei Hatosfos. Meagdolim Shamati. Sherabo Echad Meagdolim. Just call him up. Yavod Ruvain Ravi says the Trumas Hadeshen. I don't like that suggestion because that's even more embarrassing. Why you just call? Everybody will know. Everybody's like, what? What was that? You're calling him differently than everybody else. V'shapir dami likros aviasaf bar yitzar kidich siv. So now he quotes the pasuk. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says, as we know in Brachos, hayadatem as lavan ben nachor. Do you know Lavan ben nachor? Umi piboshes ben shaul yireid. As the pasuk says, in Sefer Shmuel, we know Piboshes was the son of Yonasan, the son of Shaul, right, the grandson. Hanir l'aniyas daiti kasafti. So he says, b'nei banim harein kabanim, you could call up, and that Trumas Hadeshen is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted in Kuf Lametes, in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, when we talk about different people, how you call them up, says the Rama. Umisha aviv mumar lavodas kochavim? Korino so b'shem avi aviv. Avalo b'shmo v'levad, shalo l'vaisho b'rabim. That's what he says, exactly what the Trumas Hadeshen says. V'dafka shalo alam yama b'shem aviv. But then the Rama adds, this is only if he hasn't been called up to the Torah by his father's name for years. Avalim hu gadol v'horgal ba'oso ha'ir, lalos b'shem aviv. Everybody in shul knows everybody else's name. You might not be able to remember it. That's the Gabbai's job. But once you hear the Gabbai say it, you're like, oh yeah, that's so-and-so. Right? So we're familiar with people's names. So if he was called up by his father's name all the years, and then Vehemer Aviv Avodas Kachavim, and then his father became a Mumar, Karin Oso B'Shem Aviv Kamosha Horgal. You're not giving covet to the father. You're just calling the father's son up. Shalavai Shabarabim. So you still allowed to call him by his father Mumar's name. Also, if you're worried that he's gonna like go be malshin if he hears that his son doesn't call himself by his own name now, so that's also an idea that you're allowed to. Right? Really, not to call anybody's name. Yamod Shlishi, Yamod Revi. They do in certain Sephardic shuls. As long as they told you before, and who's going to get the Aliyah. So it's all a minog. So whatever one does is okay, right? As we know, there is a minog also not to call someone up explicitly for the tochacha, right? There is a minog toos. Rav Moshe Feinstein calls it in the tshuva a minog toos not to have an ole for the tochacha. Right, and there's a minog that one might have seen, or at least is quoted in certain places, that for a tochacha, the balkari just opens up and starts reading. That's terrible. Rav Moshe says it's against everything. It's against halacha. You have to have an ole. You don't have to call him up by name, because you don't want to ascribe the name connected to the aliyah of the tochacha. Okay, that's all I in hara, and that's fine. Because that's only a minog to call someone up, yamod. But to make a bracha part of the Torah without getting a bracha, the tochacha is also part of the Torah. Right? It has just as much Kedusha as any other pasuk in the Torah. So therefore, the Ramosha writes in a tshuva, among others, that you have to make a bracha on every part of the Torah. Then the Shulchan Aruch, just because we have it open, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, what about giving a summa on Aliyah? That last halacha in this siman. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins know, summa eino kari lefish asa likros afilo os acha shalom en aksav. But the Ramah quotes the Maharil, who is Mako. Umaril kasav dachshav kari summa, kemosh anakari batorah la'am aretz. We call many Amaratsim to the Torah that can't read anyway. So they stand there and they look around and they daydream, but we call anybody to the Torah. So a summa is no worse, logara, and therefore says the Shulchan Aruch that we would call. The Mishnah Berurah does say that Kfar Kasvu Achronim Dinogu L'Hakol Kemaharil Urmeko Umikamak on the Parshas Paro or the Parshas Zachor Nachar Shlo L'Kros and L'Chadchila. For Parah, which some Rishonim say is Daraisa, and Zachar, which many Rishonim, even more Rishonim say is Daraisa, so that we shouldn't, lechatchila, call a Summa in that regard. Okay, so that is one context of Bnei Banari Kabbanim. Just one other, and that is, what about Kibbut Ava'im? Kibbut Ava'im to a grandparent. Do you say Bnei Banari Kabbanim there? So, many sources related to this. We had a Gemara a couple of months ago about a grandfather feeling very upset that his grandson followed his father, not himself, but the Shulchan Aruch discusses this, the Ramah, also in Siman Reish Mem, in Hilchos Kibbut Ava'im, Yesh Omrim, the Ramah quotes, the Maharik, De'ein Adam Chai B'Kabbut Aviv, a person is not obligated in the Kabbut of his grandfather, that is the Maharik, based on a Gemara in Maseches Makos, but the Ramah himself says, Ve'ein Onir Ali, I disagree, Ela, De'chai B'Kabbut Aviv, Yoser Mi'Kabbut Avi Aviv. No, you're chayav in the covenant of your grandfather, just not on the same level as the covenant of one's father. One's father comes first. Right, and what's the raya? So he quotes the raya from a medrash that Rashi quotes in Bereishis. Va'yizbach zvachim le'lokei aviv. Right, he quotes, lokei aviv, Yitzchak. Right, the Taz quotes the whole Rashi here. Va'yizbach zvachim le'lokei aviv Yitzchak. V'teimal de'er rishona shu amarik. Then elam imeno pierce Rashi b'chomish. Right, he quotes, okay, Aviv Yitzchak, and the Maharik doesn't make note of this Rashi. And all the poskim here on the page discuss it, the Rabbi Kiva Eker and others. The Gra here quotes the Rashi in Maseches Makos, where he gets it from. Makos Yud Beis Siman Aleph, which here talks about a Goel Adam, if a grandfather and a father, without getting into those details. But again, that's another context of Bnei Banim, Harehi Kabanim, or not. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. V'tana gufe, right in the middle. V'tana gufe, minali didar. Oh, sorry, we did that. V'yitzrach lemichtav, kidusheha la'aviha, v'yitzrach lemichtav, ma'isiyah de'a la'aviha. So now we have a source. V'yatzachinim e'kasef, for the kidushe kesef going to the father. So what do you need? That source, plus the source that we had on Amid Beis, v'chiyim karses b'talama. A separate source that the ma'isiyah dayim of the daughter goes to the father. Why do you need two sources? Because of Rachmana Kiddushe La'avia. If you only had the pasuk that says the Kiddushin goes to the father, Hava Mina Mishum Delo Tarchabuhu. Maybe there it goes to the father because she isn't Toreach in this money. She didn't earn this money somehow. She just got the money. So that's where it would go to the father. Avo Maisiyah Deha Dekat Tarchabuhu. But Maisiyah Dayim, which she worked for, Ema Didahave. Maybe it should go to her. That's why we need a pasuk to teach me ma'isi adayim la'av. The iash mean in ma'isi adayim, and if you only had ma'isi adayim, go to the father, to come mitzana minei, because it's a parallel. He gives her mizonos, and she gives him the ma'isi adayim. And that's why that would work. Avo kidushea de me'al maka'asi, but kidushin, where there's nothing parallel that he gives, that we would say he deserves to get it, de me'al maka'asi la'ema didavi. Maybe it goes to her. So tzricha, that's why you need both psukim, one of ma'isi adayim, and one of kiddushin. The Ritva here talks about, so what about mitzia? What about things that she finds? Right? There's other items that we could talk about that the Gemara does not talk about. V'chitema, imia, hitema, if you only have the first time, that, oh, she is not toreach in it, right? That was the first side. And therefore, maybe only she should give the father only that something that she's not toreach in, like kiddushin. But maybe ma'isiyadayim she should keep mitzia, things that she finds, she also is not toreach in. But that misvara we note does not go to the father. So he asked the Gemara, he asked the Ritva, Imei Taima Hu Nigmar Minayim Mitziyasa Tahavi Lavia Midaraisa. If that's the reason that she wasn't Tareach in it, so then she could go to the father, so why don't we say Mitziyasa goes to the father Midaraisa, and we know that's not true, because the Doran Ksubis tells us that Midaraisa goes to her, but it goes to the father only Mishum Eva. Says the Ritva Veikal Amemar Dolodamia Mitziyasa Lekidushin. Now there's still a difference, even though Mitziya and Kiddushin both she didn't have to work for, but still there's a difference. The Dilma, shiny Kiddushin. Still, there would be a svar to say why Kiddushin goes to the father and not Mitziah. By Kiddushin, at least, she's leaving the Rishus of the father. So maybe we would want to compensate that with something. Shiny Kiddushin, she yotza mirshuso. Mishum hachi, there's something going on here between the statuses. So that's why, zakinu le'rachmana. Mashenkid by Mitzia, she just finds something. Or Inami, the Shani Mitzia de lo Shriach, Vakim de lo Shricha, lo Zachi le Rachmana. Or it's just not so common, not as common to find items than to get married, and therefore, maybe the Torah wasn't Mizaka her in that case. Okay, that was Mitzia brought up by the Ritva. We continue now. Two dots. Gufa, Viatzachinam, Elohim me Bagrus, Ed Kasev, Elohim me Narus. We darshan before that, right, but we darshan an extra halacha because of the yud, but the ikra halacha learned out is that pasuk teaches me once a girl comes of age, she becomes 12 or 12 and a half, then she goes free. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. V'lichto rachmana naris v'lo boy bagrus. Once she becomes 12, she goes free. Obviously, when she becomes 12 and a half, she goes free. So why don't you only need one phrase? So, Amar Rabba, bazeh v'limit alzeh. You need one to be melamed on the other one. Meaning, if you only had one, as the Gemara is going to explain, you would have interpreted that just to mean Bagrus. So that's why you have two, so that we could say, oh, if that was Bagrus, this one must be Na'arus. But that's why you need both. Midi dahavi atoshev and sachir. Similar type of limba that we have by toshev and sachir. What's toshev and sachir? The Torah tells us that if a Kohen has a servant, that is a toshav or a sachir, those servants cannot eat truma. Toshav and sachir lo yochabo, cannot eat truma. What is a toshav and a sachir? Detanya, toshav zekoni kinyan olam. Toshav is an eved who had his ear pierced, and therefore he stays with his adon forever. Kinyan olam. Sachir zekoni kinyan shanim. A sachir is within 6 years, and that he is going to go free in 6 years. That's Kinyan Shanim. He's only the Eved for a couple of years. And the Torah tells us that both of those people are excluded from eating Truma. So says the Gemara, Yomar Toshav lo Yomar Sachir. Why doesn't the Torah just say a Toshav cannot eat Truma, and a Sachir you don't have to say, Vani Omer, and I'll know Kavachomer, Kanui Kinyan Olam Eino Ochel, if you have an Evan Nirtza, that he's with the master forever, and yet because he's not considered Kinyan Kaspo, he does not eat from the Truma, Kani Kinyan Shanim Lokal Shekain, surely an Evan who was within the first 6 years. So Gemara says, Ilu Kain, if you only had one, Hayisi Omer, Toshav Zek Kani Kinyan Shanim. If you only had one Pasuk, I would have said, oh, that's the more minimal Kinyan. Abo Kani Kinyan Olam Ochel. I would have said, if you're Nirtza and you're staying forever, you would eat. So Basachir Balimet Al Toshav, Shafal Pisha Kani Kinyan Olam Eino Ochel. That's why you need both Psukim to teach me one, to be Magala on the other, that both are included. And the same thing the Gemara is saying here. You need both Psukim so you don't say, oh, one of them is only Bagrus. You have two to teach me even Narus. Period. Asra Bachanan. Is it really forever? Kani Kinyan Olam, after you do Ritzia, we know it's only till Yovel. So what do you mean? It says in the Torah, right? You can't blame the Gemara. Right? It says in the Torah, Vavado Lo Olam. It says Lo Olam, but we know Lo Olam there means Lo Olam Osho Yovel. So why is there any difference? So one's 6 years, one's 50 years. They're both temporary. One's longer than the other one. Says Rabbi Chanan, it must be not. It must be that, and this is Rabbi Chanan in Chelek Beis of the Kovet Shiurim, Chelek Beis, Simin Yun Aleph, where he explains, what does Yovel do? When you have the 6 year commitment, so then you say, oh, it's only for 6 years. Yovel is different. Yovel means you have a Kinyan Aguf up until Yovel. Period. It's as if it's forever. Yovel, not as a surprise in that we don't expect it, but a halachic surprise, that does not impact the previous kinyan. That's not like a natural leaving. It's a hafka'a based on Yovel, but we don't view anything before Yovel as being temporary. That's why the Torah uses the lashon of va'avadola olam. Says Rabbi Chanan, Ulach ora ainu muvan klal mahevdo yesh benim kanu ilushay shanim ola chamishim shanim. What's the difference? Devadai im kinyan lizman ainu ochel. If a temporary kinyan does not eat afilu im kani lola meyashana kam kinyan ochel. Even if it's for 100 years, he says lofi anal nachon ma'o. No, but based on what I'm saying, it works out. Dinirtsa kanu ila adon kinyan ola mamish litzmisus. He has a kinyan forever. Mishum hachi kishebatal yovel nishar berushos adon olam. That is why, let's say, right, he quotes the case, let's say somebody, it becomes an evan nirtza till yovel, in a time when yovel is knowing and then yovel stops being knowing. Then he stays forever. Says forever. V'imken yesh lomar, gam b'schus ha'av bebito. He says that's the parallel. Bagrus is like yovel. Daha bagrus yafka mechudeshes. Or do you say, O name, a disclus ababito, who meets chilaso kinyan alizban, a shiti bugger, velo yoter, vavagros inu afka klal. But he says from the parallel, that's what you would see. Maybe na'arus is a temporary, but maybe bagros is something totally new. Maybe. But either way, he says it by yovel. And therefore, that's the pshat of our Gemara. The, Eved, before he's nirtza, that's a temporary kinyan. By yovel, it's a full kinyan with a hafka. But back to the Gemara, so that's why we need two psukim to have bazeh v'limeid alzeh. Viter. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, I don't agree with that limud. Amalei Abaye mi dummy with that comparison. How can you compare the two cases of Toshav and Sachir and Naris and Bagrus? Mi dummy, hastam trei gufei ninhu. Over there, it's two different people. Toshav and Sachir. So you could say the Torah is alluding to two different people. Dechinami kasav rachmana Toshav nirtza lo yochel. Because even had the Torah written Toshav nirtza lo yochel v'hadir kasav idach, and then would have written the other one Havi Sachir milso da'asi v'kavachomer. You could have learned that as a kavachomer or milso da'asi v'kavachomer. Torah v'kasav lakra. Sometimes the Torah writes something that even you could have learned from a kavachomer. But that would be fine because it's two different people. Elahacha chad gufahi. But here it's one person with two processes. Ki nafka la benaras bagras ma bayagabe. It's talking about one person, so it's not an exact parallel to the case of bazeh, v'lim and alzeh. Right, there's no mitzius that this would be lamaisa. Right, so how could the Gemara, fine, you're saying bazeh, v'lim and alzeh, but the Torah is telling us that she goes three at bagras. She'll never go free at bagras, because she'll always go free at narus. So, why didn't the Torah just write Nara explicitly? So that's why Abaye says, I don't think that's what the Torah is referring to. Ela Amar Abaye, Abaye has to come up with a case, maybe where there is no state of Naris. Lo Nitzercha El Lebeger De Islandis. It's a case of Islandis. We know an Islandis, a woman who never gets Simone Naris, she goes straight halachically from being a Ktana to being a Gedola. Post Bagrus, right, to be having a Bogeres. So says the Gemara Salkadai de Chamina Binarus Tapuk Bebagrus Lo Tapuk. I might have said that this islandess never goes free because she never reaches the state of Narus. If you would have only had Narus, Kamash Malan, that's why the Torah has to say not only does she go three by Narus, but she goes three by Bagrus Lachara when she is 20 years old. The Rashba here asks, when was she sold? What's the Heichitim say that she was sold? So she's going to go free at age 20? But when was she sold? If she was sold Bekatnus, which is when a girl is sold, then she would have gone free anyway after 6 years. So ask the Rashba, I just don't understand what the case is. Right, he quotes this from the Ravid. Dezavim la'imas, I dezav nabot ektana bebagres maboy gabe, tana b'shas esrim, right, b'ha nafka la'b'sheish, uparek kishemachra kishibas sheish esrei. She was sold when she was 16. Da'adayin hiktana, kivich lo hivi asaris, v'naka kshibas esrim. Wow, right, so says the Ravid, you could have a case where an Amma, where a Shifcha Kananis is sold even above the age. Why? A girl who halachically is still a ktana, not fit, not just re-ab biologically, right? And that's the case that the Ravid discusses here. And then he quotes But really, is that considered a sale? Because don't we say that once she's 20, Megalala Mafreya, that she was already a Bogeres at the time of 13, we just didn't know, right? That's the machlokas. He quotes from Yevamos, does she have to bring karbanos for what she did between 13 and 20? So says the Rashba, well, maybe that relates to the sugya of, I'll read the line, v'nichalei denase gadol amafreya tekamarav mishasha noldu bo simanis riskamar. Even if you want to say when she's 20, we look back and say, oh, she was ready to bulgaris earlier, that's only what we would call mikano lahaba lamafreya. Not lamafreya, lamafreya. Right now, we can look back and say it, but at the time, it worked. So therefore, at the time, it was called a sale. That's good enough for the Torah to write it. Good. Says the Gemara Maskif, Lamar Baravashi, V'lav Kavachomeru, but even according to you, Abaya, that the pasuk is referring to Beggar, the islandess, I still don't think it works, because it's a Kavachomer. Uma Simanim, She'ein Motzi'in Mirushus Av, Motzi'in Mirushus Adon, if Simani Na'arus, do not take her out of the Rishus of her father, but they take her out of the Rishus of her master, if she's an Amma, if she's a Shifcha, Bagrus, She'motzi'in Mirushus Av, Eino Din She'motzi'in Mirushus Adon, Bagrus is even stronger than Narus. So you don't need a pasuk to teach me that an islandess goes free, Bashaz Bagrus. Of course, if you may Narus goes free, so then Bagrus definitely goes free. That's even stronger. So El Amar Baravash, Amar Mar Baravashi, Lo Nitzrucha El Lakers Vina islandess. I agree, it's about islandess, but the limud is to teach me that an islandess can be sold in the first place. Why? Sakadai da chamina da asya simani narus havizvina. Whoever brings simani narus can be sold. To lo asya simani narus lo havizvina zvina. But if she's never going to become a nara, I would have thought that she can never even be sold in the first place. Kamash malan v'yatzachinam v'chulu. That's why you have the pasuk to teach me that she goes free. If she goes free, b'shas bagris, it must be that she was able to be sold. That is the final. That is the final leave it. What exactly is the Havamina? Just because she can't become a Nara? So says Rabbi Yosef Engel here, V'yesh lomar atam ha-Havamina azos, de-salka dait of de-ailonis, kivan de-ein la-simani narus, lachain ein bachilak tanus v'narus, u-melei dosa hi kena'ara, v'ein ha-av yachalom okhra, kamo she'in yachalom korbito, Nara. You might have thought that if she's not a Nara, she never becomes a Nara? That means, so she's considered a Nara from birth. And that's why she wouldn't be able to be sold. That was the Havamina. Kamash Malah, no. The Kamash Malah might be, no. She skips Naras. She doesn't skip Katnus. Right, and that's the Maskana. Well, the Mabaravashi, to Omar, the Lav Kalvachomer, who, according to Mabaravashi, who asked on Abaya, who said, isn't it a Kalvachomer? Ha'amrina, Milzadazim, Kalvachomer, Darach, because of Lakra. What's his Kasha? Sometimes the Pasuk will say it, even if it's a Kalvachomer. Hanimili hecha deleka lishnuye. We only say that if we're forced to, if there's no other choice. Aval hecha deleka lishnuye mishaninan. If you have any other way to get out of that suggestion, and to say that the Kalvachomer, the Torah did not say it again, even though it's a Kalvachomer, that's what we say, and that's why he has that kasha. Okay, so this was all makar number one for Kedusha Kesef, v'yatzachina men kasef. Vitana maisi lamehacha, but as we mentioned earlier, there's a second makar. Titanya kiikach ish isha uba alav ahayim lo simsachein be'enav kimatzu alav achulu. So the beginning of the pasuk is kiikach en kiicha alav kesef v'chein hu omer nasati kesef asadeh kach mimeni. The pasuk says by stay Ephron. So that is the second source that we have for kedusha kesef. Says the gemara v'alo dinu. Isn't it again a kavachomer? You don't need this makar. Uma ama ha'ivriya she'ena niknes bebia niknes v'kesef. An ama ivriya cannot be nikne bebia. Bia is not shayach to avdus. So if an ama ivriya cannot be nikne bebia, but she can be nikne v'kesef, so zush niknes bebia. You don't need nikne v'kesef. So by an isha who can be nikne bebia, as we'll see the makar b'ed Hashem soon, so surely kesef should work. Says the Gemara, no, who says Yavama tochiach? Sheniklis bebiya veda niklis bekesef. Yavama will prove that that kavachomer is not true. Because for Yibam, you need bia. Kesef is no good to Araisa. So Gemara says, Mali Yavama shkei niklis bishtar. Tomar bezu sheniklis bishtar. No, Yavama is different. Because even shtar doesn't work by Yavama. But by Isha, shtar works. So we're back to the kavachomer. So tamalomer kikach ish. That's why the pasuk says kikach ish. Says the Gemara, wait, no, halamali kraha asila. No, the question is, you don't need the pasuk. Isn't it a kavachomer? from Yevriya. So Gemara says, no. Amar Ravashi mishum de ika lemeimar meikara. You could say originally de dina pircha. It is a problematic halvachomer. Why? It's not just a question of quantity here. It's different. Mehecha kamaisis la me ama evriya. You're trying to bring the kavachomer from ama evriya. That just like ama evriya, bia doesn't work, but kesef works. So surely, if by our case where bia works, no. Mala ama evriya shekain yotza bekesef. Ama evriya goes free by giving kesef to the master. So therefore, as Rashi explains, there's already an affinity in those kinyanim with money. She goes free with money, so she could be nikneh with money. Tomar bezush, any yotza bekesef, but by an isha, obviously you need to get, or misas abal. So tamalomar ki yikach ish. So that's why we knock out the kal v'chomer. In other words, what's the Gemara saying? It's a different type of process. The fact that it could be undone with money shows it's purely financial. Here, you can't, and the fact you might add that you can't do that with bia shows it's a different type of kinyan. Masha and Cain, our case. Period. V'yisrach l'mikhtav, and there's a big discussion here in the Achronim, you know, what would be the kal v'chomer, ein onshin min adin, if you would learn one of the kiddushin, ways of kiddushin, from a kal v'chomer. Would you be able to punish eishes isdaraisa? Is that more just of a gilui milsa than a kal v'chomer? But that's a discussion. So v'yisrach l'mikhtav v'yatzachin, and v'yisrach l'mikhtav kiyikach ish, you need both psukim, both sources for kiddushin kesef, di kasav rachmana kiyikach, if you only had that case, hava amina, kiddushin di yohav labau, Dida have, you would have learned only kiddushin works where the bow is giving her, it goes to her. You wouldn't know any time that kiddushin kesef would go to the father. That's why you have the other makar to teach me that sometimes the kiddushin money goes to the father. And if you only had that case, v'yatzachinam havamina, an amazing havamina, heicha di yahava. You might have said, if you only had Yatsachinam, that marriage works with transfer of money in either direction. He gives to her, or she gives to him. That also doesn't say anywhere that he's the active party in Yatsachinam, Kasav Rachmana, Ki Yikach, Velo, Ki Tikach. Right? You would have said, no, he has to take her and give her the money, and not her giving the money. An amazing havamina, but again, that, right, what's the havamina? That marriage is, right, just like a marriage is acquiescent, so maybe it's two-directional. Kamashmala, no. There is a acquiescence that is required, but it's nichnasa lirishuso. She has to go into his rishus, he is the active party. And maybe we'll talk about the Ran at the beginning of Shir B'Hashem tomorrow, about what exactly she does in the marriage. But let's continue first. Ubala, says the Gemara, Gavin, just an Ebenezer, please. Ubala, malamecha nikneis bebiya. Final, next source, we know Kedusha Kesev now, so now what about bia? Ubala, she is nikneh bebiya. So vahalo dinu, but isn't it a kavachomer that she shouldn't be nikneh bebiya? Oh, I'm sorry, that she should be nikneh bebiya even without the pasuk. It's a kavachomer. Uma yavama, she ain't nikneis bekesev, nikneis bebiya. A yavama, which is not, or she cannot be nikneh bekesev. She can't be nikneh bebiya. Zusha nikneis bekesev. In addition, nikneis bebiya. So this woman, who is nikneh bekesev, a regular married woman, surely bia should work. So ama evriya tochiach. No, ama evriya should be mochiach. She nikneis bekesev, ain't nikneis bebiya. So Gemara says, ma malama evriya, she ain't kinyana l'shum ishus. Ama evriya is not about a marriage. That's why bia doesn't work. Tomar bezusha kinyana l'shum ishus. But unlike this one, that the kinyana is l'shum ishus, so don't knock it out from ama evriya. So tamalomar abuala. So the Gemara, 1 minute. Valamali kraha asile. We just rehabilitated the kavachomer. So why do you need the pasuk for amaravashi mishum diikala meimar meikara dadina pircha? Right, the kavachomer has a problem with it at its root. Mehecha kamaisis la miyavama. What, you brought a kavachomer from Yavama? If Yavama is, the Gemara said, Keza doesn't work, but Bia works. So surely this case? So no, malava Yavama shekein zukuka vomedes. By Yavama, she already is connected to him before the Kiddushin. The Torah creates the Zika. Or, as Rashi says here, Machmas Kiddushei Hameis. Very important, Rashi. The Ein Bia Ba Elo Ligmor. The Yibam is just completing the Kiddushin of the dead brother. Tomar Bazu, Shein Zekukov Amedes. But this is creating a new relationship. Tamalomar Ubala. That's why the Kavachomer is knocked out. So that's the makar. If you look in the Rama, The Rama writes in Siman Lamed Gimel, when we talk about Kiddushei Bia, which we'll learn later on, that we don't do that anymore, Bizman Hazeh, even in the days of the Gemara, but the Rama writes in Siman Lamed Gimel that Kiddushei Bia is Koneh even Shalok Kedarka. Yesh Omrim says the Rama. Let me just try to find it here. The Yesh Omrim. This is in Siman Lamed Gimel. Siman Lamed Gimel, Sif Aleph, says the Rama. Here it is. Bebiya Keitzad Amarla Bifnei Shnei Edim. Hari Amu Kudeshes Li Bebiya. Finis Yachinim Ab Bifneim. Hari Zubu Kudeshes Avagav De Chutzpahi. As the Gemara says, you shouldn't be done. Bein Bat Shabale Kedarka. Bein Shalo Kedarka. Quoting the Tur, Kedarka or Shalo Kedarka, both works. If you look in the Pischei Shuvah here, he quotes from the Shara Melech, who tries to find the source for this, and he's, the Shara Melech, he quotes, Eichim is Kadeshes Bebiya, Shalo Kedarka. Kivan de Be'ina Shei Kachena Bemidi de Islei Hana, doesn't Bia, just like Kedushei Kesef, his question, it works through the man giving her something, Shel Hana'a, doesn't Bia work with that way too? Omehai Taima, Hamakadish bi Sure Hana'a, Eina Mukudeshes, as we'll learn later on, Be'ez Hashem, Vim Kain. Be'bia Shaloka Darka, Shehi Eina Nanis, the Adaraba, Mitzta'eres, Kamosha Darshu Chazal, Vayaneha, by Shem, Shaloka Darka, Echmis Kadeshes. How does the Rama quote that Be'a Shaloka Darka would work in Kedushei Bia? Isn't it based on Hana'a, just like Kesef is? So says the Shara Melech, no. The kasev that tzarach lomar de kiddushi bia lav mishum shenanis. It must be a different derech of kiddushin. Ela kemo kiddushi shtar. Avo bishim bo shara prudim kudeshes. Where kiddushi shtar doesn't work through hana, so kiddushi bia also must not work through hana. We know it's considered a maisa bia for gili arayas, for other areas of halacha. So therefore, it says the pischei tshuva, it's important for conceptual analysis, are they all similar or are they different? So the Shara Melech comes to the maskana that Kiddushei Bia is not through Hana, and that's why even Bia Shalok Adarka would work. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we start tomorrow. Maybe we'll start with Iran, and then we'll get into Kiddushei Shtar, which is the only one that we have left to do to find the Makar. Okay, we'll stop here.